Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does one U.S. senator think about immigration reform, the border wall, and who's going to pay for it? Let's go in-depth with Senator Chuck Grassley from New Hartford. Hi, Senator. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Hopefully we get a debate started on DACA and get things up, but we wasted 2 days because the Democrats didn't know what they wanted to do, and they're the ones that have been pleading for DACA legislation to be passed, and I think we're moving today, but we got to get it done this week.
Well, and I understand there's open floor debate. That's sort of unusual in recent times, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I think the Democrats are in shock because they didn't think McConnell would ever bring it up, or the Republicans would be looking at legalization of DACA people. But they got to get over that shock, and I think they're over it now. If we can just get things debated and voted on today and tomorrow.
Well, what do you think it's going to look like? Where is that middle ground?
Well, I hope. I just came from a discussion of Republicans in a group we call the steering committee, and I tried to point out that the six of us that have written the bill that I introduced, and I wouldn't claim to contribute as much to it as the other five have, but there were three different views expressed by those six people. We all had to give a little bit. We had 18 meetings over the last 3 months. We had 4 meetings with the president. I think what the president said he would sign is well within what we have introduced here. And I think that we have had great influence on the president's desire. I would say where he went further than we would be the legalization of all Dreamers as opposed to the 800,000 DACA people. And I think, I'm not sure why he did it, but we agree to that now. And I don't think people would ever think he was on a path to citizenship, would put him on a path to citizenship. And we had disagreement in our group on that subject, but I think we came together before he did. And I don't know whether he came independently to that point of view, or he followed us. I just don't know that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about immigration reform, the border wall, and who's going to pay for it with Senator Chuck Grassley. Okay, and so we're going to get a path to citizenship for everybody?
It's in my bill. If we get the number of votes to get it through the United States Senate, there's some people have the view that no bill will ever get 60%, 60 votes. And if no bill gets 60 votes, all I can tell you is this issue isn't going away, and we have more people involved in thinking about this and drawing conclusions on it, and not very many people saying we shouldn't do anything, that we're going to get a solution. If it doesn't come this week, then people are going to sit down and see what needs to be tweaked here or there on one of these bills, including my bill, to get it passed. But I think what I have introduced is the bill that the president said he would sign. And so I would argue, I'm not sure it's going to be accepted by the Democrats, but I would argue that for months and months you've been for legalization. if you keep your eye on the subject of legalization, you ought to go along with what we want to do and what the president said he would sign. And that would be the four pillars that were laid out in the January 9th, bicameral, bipartisan principles that were laid down of legalization. At that point, it didn't include a path to citizenship like it does now. It probably only included the 800,000, but it's gone up to 1 8 million. It includes border security. It includes chain migration, doing away with it, and doing away with diversity visa.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about immigration reform, the border wall, and who's going to pay for it with Senator Chuck Grassley.
Well, some of it makes sense just purely economically in that every manufacturing CEO I talk to, they desperately need workers. They need workers to work, you know, in manufacturing mainly around here. And I know in other places it's needed for agriculture. And it just makes some economic sense. And then get the workers we need and fill up some rural parts of America. I mean, we're at the edge of losing another congressional seat because our population isn't growing, correct?
Yeah. Although I don't think as bad as West Virginia is one state I can think of.
And so do you see the role of immigration as being important with respect to filling manufacturing jobs, or is that a misstatement?
No, that's very important. And some of these kids that have been legalized already, and then I suppose you'd say delegalized by Obama, delegalized by the president because he says that Obama didn't have the authority to do it, I think they would be fall into this category, at least 800,000 of them that went through this process. They probably have jobs.
Well, I don't want to beat up on this part of it too much, but are we going to get the wall? I know that much of the president's base wants it, but I lived parts of 8 years in Mexico and went across that border all the time, and I don't see how a wall could work. Do you think a wall will work?
Ask Netanyahu in Israel. He thinks they work. They surely worked in East Germany, but then who wants to be compared to East Germany? I don't want the United States to be compared to East Germany, but I guess I say that because walls work. But here, I want to make clear, there's $25 billion in here to be spent, probably $2.5 billion a year for the next 10 years, because you can't do all this stuff in 1 year. But it's not a concrete wall for 2,300 miles. Don't forget there's already 654 miles. Probably some of it's just a plain old fence that probably needs rebuilding. The president, or at least the Department of Homeland Security, says maybe another 700 miles. And then the rest of it, or even in conjunction with a physical wall, you'd have to have electronic surveillance and more border patrol, and there's probably a dozen things I ought to mention. But the wall, in a sense, if your point is a wall going to guarantee? Probably not, but it's going to help.
Well, and I have to say it was President Trump's campaign promise that Mexico would pay for the wall, but those monies you were just saying are American taxpayer dollars.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, at this point, the answer is no. Now, if you were in the Oval Office, and he's never very specific when he says they're going to pay for it, I think there's some thinking about increasing fees that are connected with coming into the country, and those fees could be applicable to people crossing the southern border. I suppose there's some things that can be worked out to our benefit in NAFTA renegotiations, but if they're going to pay for all of it, the answer is no. Hey, my staff is signaling to me, if we've been on here 10 minutes, I got to go.
Okay, thank you, Senator.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.